Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The left fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Blasingame applying the tag. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Valentine reaches third base with a triple. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Buzzard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Berry reaches second base with a double. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ortega. Buzzard moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee bunts towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ortega. Agee moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen bunts towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McMullen for the out. Locke moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Locke scores. It's 4-3, Senators. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia hits a fly ball into left field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano pinch hits for John Buzzard. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Ortega covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Valentine strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats King for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Agee steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. A.G. steals third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Lines now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-2 in the game. Elia strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Freeze pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeze for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Dick Lines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-3 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Valentine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Valentine steals third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-3 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Locke. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Locke steals second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Casanova fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Weiss pinch runs for Floyd Robinson. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Bill Skowron pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.